It's too early to be absolutely certain, Marco. He folded her into his arms anyway. A small old castle near Arona in the Duchy of Milan. Staring out the window of her own bedroom, quite some distance northwest of Venice, the expression on the face of Lucia Maria del Mino was not at all like that on the faces of Marco and Cat. It was sour, sullen, disgruntled. The stirring of life in her womb gave her no pleasure. Firstly, it was too late. And secondly, it was just a tool to get what should have been hers by right. She would have her reward, even if it meant turning the serpent that devoured loose on all of them. She'd already given its blood price, her sister. If the great worm wanted more, it would have it. As a bastard son and the only child, Lucia might still have ruled Milan. As a woman, no. For a while, her mind dwelled on revenge. She'd met Carlo Sforza, and he'd paid her no particular mind. She hadn't liked that, even if he was a mere commoner. But then she too had paid him no particular mind, and it was not as if she'd loved her father. Rather, she had loathed him. But he had been a lever, and now he was dead by Sforza's hand. Her anger at being thus cheated flamed white hot. It took a while before she realized Carlo Sforza would have to take his place. She steeled herself, knowing it would have to be done. In a way, the serpent had honored the last bargain, given her power to capture Filippo Maria, to snare him away from her mother. The Castello at Arona had been a Visconti holding for time out of mind, perhaps even their original land, her father had said. It had certainly been built on the ruins and with the stones of older buildings. Down beneath the castello were cellars and the dungeon which had been adapted from several limestone caves, and those cellars lay atop an even lower cellar, the old one, the one with the crude carvings in which the rock itself seemed to have flowed, making them look like a nasty accident. Lucia and her sister had found the key to it nearly 8 years ago now. The room in which it was hidden had once been their father's room, and probably the nursery for every generation of noble children raised in the castello. It had fascinated them. Why was it so carefully hidden, in a block that swung out of the wall, when touched just so with something sharp? The indent, so painstakingly cut into the rock, held the key neatly. It had taken them nearly a month of dreams of treasure, secret passages, and hidey holes to find the door it fitted at the back of the cellars. Heavy, iron-bound, and with rusty hinges that shrieked, they had always been forbidden to go down into the cellars at all. What they'd met there had cost her sister her life. Neither Lucia nor the dying feverish girl had ever admitted where they'd been or what they'd found there or what had happened. But what was down there had said that next time she would have to come to it. And that she would come. She could have flung that key into the river, but she'd put it back into its hiding place. In the old cellars, the dark had been hung with trailing cobwebs, touching her face like ghostly fingers trying to hold her back. But they had gone now, along with the light of the candle, so abruptly snuffed as she entered the round black maw in the far corner. She understood. No light came down here. No light ever had. No light was allowed. This was the place of the dark. And of its power. The tunnel wall was curved and polished to an oily smoothness under her hand. The rock of it was cool on her fingertips as she felt her way, cautious step by cautious step, into that Stygian blackness.